الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. وفي رواية: اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبارك لنا في رمضان. We should make dua to Allah Ta'ala that we reach Ramadan safely. We know what conditions are carrying on, and the month of Ramadan is really the aspiration, the starting of the pinnacle of a Muslim's life in the Islamic year. After that, when we get the mawsam Hajj, then it is Hajj, and in Hajj are all the beautiful ibadat, which is there is qurbani also, and we should take it that we are making qurbani of ourselves, of our very dear ones, our nafs, our desires, we are sacrificing. So all that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us, that we make dua from the month of Rajab. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. Oh Allah, give us barakat in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban. We must not forget this dua, and with all the things happening, the real barakat of Rajab and Sha'ban, we must beg Allah Ta'ala also. And it appears that the real barakat of Rajab and the main event of Rajab is Mi'raj, and the main thing, sum total of Mi'raj, is the great, great Mi'raj of Namaz. That our namaz, that it is a great gift, and that we work and make effort that it becomes our mi'raj. And every namaz, every posture, and especially sajda, when we go to the lowest, actually we are going to the highest. That is the closest a person is to Allah Ta'ala, and that is his mi'raj. So Allah make it that we prepare and make our namaz what namaz is supposed to be. Then the month of Sha'ban which we are in, and the highlight of Sha'ban is Nisfe Sha'ban, the 15th night of Sha'ban. And this is the night of spiritual cleansing, that we cleanse ourselves, we purify ourselves completely. The night's ibadat is also a purifier. Roza and fasting is also referred to as a furnace, a purifier, and we get purified completely. So this is the month that, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, besides the month of Ramadan, which are farz the rozas, the most rozas fast he should keep was in the month of Sha'ban. So Allah give us tawfiq for that also, and that we purify ourselves completely. When a person is pure and clean, then he goes into Ramadan, he gets the barakat of Ramadan, he reaches Ramadan, then we will know what Ramadan is and what a beautiful month. Then we will look forward for it, and this is one thing that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had desired and made dua, وَبَلِّغْنَا Ramadan, that, oh Allah, let us reach Ramadan. So Allah give us all tawfiq that we prepare, make this dua also, and not only as a ritual or just reading the dua, but Allah give us tawfiq from our heart that we beg of the barakat of Rajab and Sha'ban, and that we get the real thamarat and the fruit, the enjoyment. Ramadan is like a dastarkhan, a tablecloth that is laid out with the most delicious food. And this is the spiritual food. And what spiritual food Allah offers in the month of Ramadan. We enjoyed it to however we could in our weak, humble way. We were so weak. But let us make dua, Allah don't deprive us. And that Ramadan can go nicely, smoothly, and with all the ibadat of Ramadan and all the fruit of Ramadan. May Allah bless us, forgive us our shortcomings, that we did not appreciate it, and that we must not be deprived of it, never, not this year, never. Allah give us still more our Ramadan and all our ibadat in a nice and good way. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.